Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Churches all around the United States were filled last night. Far fewer are filled today. Many churches don't even unlock their doors on Christmas morning. And of those that do, there are many that worship without celebrating Holy Communion. But the divine service for Christmas Day is incomplete without the celebration of this sacrament. The Feast of the Nativity of our Lord is no occasion to deprive the faithful people of God of the gift of Christ's body and blood for the forgiveness of their sin. For it is because of sin that the faithful people of God gather week after week, and especially on this holy day. Just consider the collect of the day for Christmas Day, which we prayed earlier this morning. Almighty God, grant that the birth of your only begotten Son in the flesh may set us free from the bondage of sin. Now, certainly, there are many things that we, God's people, could pray for this Christmas morning. Joy, peace, gladness. Those are good things. And yet, as we gather together, on this day, we pray for forgiveness. We pray for redemption. We pray for salvation. This prayer strikes a sober note in the midst of our joyful celebration on Christmas Day. We've gathered, dressed in our finest clothes, in a sanctuary that's decorated beautifully with ribbons and bows, garlands and lights. Perhaps we began this morning opening gifts and taking pictures. Perhaps after the service, we will continue with feasts with family and friends. Christmas is for many people a day of gladness from morning to night. Yet we also know that here on earth, our gladness, whether Christmas gladness or otherwise, is always tempered by the reality of sin. Not just the sins of the world around us, which are all too easy to discern, but rather the sin that flows out of this corrupt heart. Sins that become very apparent to us as we lead up to the great Christmas celebration. The sin of greed. Perhaps you've spent the days leading up to Christmas thinking about what you want or need under the tree. Or perhaps the sin of covetousness, as you've longed for those things that your neighbor has received. Could be the sin of worldliness, as the cares and concerns of this earthly life have pushed aside your meditation and contemplation of the Word of God who was made flesh. Perhaps the sin of gluttony or drunkenness, consumed and overconsumed at the expense of those who lack. Maybe the sin of anger. You became frustrated and lost your temper with your eager children, or perhaps your irritating relative. Christians, we do not simply shrug our shoulders and dismiss these things as mere slip-ups, minor mistakes. We do not chuckle or wink at our sins. Instead, we recognize our sins for what they truly are, fruits of the flesh that bind you and are worthy of nothing but death and hell. But each year, when God blesses us with yet another Christmas celebration, we are granted special favor to ponder once more his fatherly divine heart. And what do we find there? Mercy. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all men. The goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. God's grace, his goodness and loving kindness, his peace and goodwill revealed to us sinners in the birth of the Christ child in Bethlehem. He is the Word, who from the beginning is God and is with God. He shares the eternity of God, the nearest presence of God, in fact, the very substance of God. He is the source of all that exists. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made. He is in his very nature light and life, even in the midst of darkness and death. But in the fullness of time, the Word became flesh, dwelt among us. He took our human nature, but did not lose his divine nature. He dwelt on earth, but not in the same way that the glory dwelt unapproachably in the tabernacle erected by Moses. No, rather, the Word was born in loneliness, in weakness, in humility, to a virgin and her betrothed, who found no place for them in the inn. He was wrapped in swaddling cloths and laid in a manger. And in fulfillment of what the angel had said, he was given the name Jesus, for he would save his people from their sins. But his own people did not receive him. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. It was not that they were unable to receive him, as it had been on Mount Sinai and in the tabernacle. Rather, it was that they were unwilling to receive him. They rejected him. They kicked him out of their synagogues. They mocked him. They argued with him. And in the end, they lifted up their voices against him, crying out for his crucifixion. And yet on the cross, Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man born of the Virgin Mary, shed his divine and precious blood for sin, for all sinners. And so was fulfilled the message proclaimed by the angel years before to the shepherds in Bethlehem. For behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. The child born in Bethlehem, who would suffer and die and rise again in Jerusalem, became flesh for all people, to save all people, to make children of God of all people. True, just as there were those who did not receive him when he came in the flesh long ago, not all receive him now. Some are too proud to confess their sins and their helplessness, to acknowledge their need for a Savior, so they deny the Lord who bought them with his precious blood. But to you who do receive, that is, to you who believe in his name, gives the right to become children of God, who are saved by the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, having been justified by his grace, you are heirs, having the hope of eternal life. Citizens, heaven above. Therefore, as baptized children of God, as heirs having the hope of eternal life, as citizens of heaven, come in faith this morning to the Lord's table, kneeling before him who was born and laid in a manger, with the conviction that nowhere but in him do you find help and salvation, grace and mercy, freedom from the bondage of sin. Yes, thus in him you find forgiveness, life, and salvation. Confess that you are a sinner, that you have amassed for yourself an unpayable debt before God. But the Christ child was born for you to pay that debt with his blood, to take away your guilt, to suffer your punishment, your perfect substitute. God became man in order to die for your sins and the sins of the whole world. The body that was conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary and born and laid in a manger on Christmas Day, he gave once and for all on the cross. Now he gives to you in the Holy Sacrament today. The blood that he shed for all, he now gives you today together with the wine. By this sacred gift of his supper, be assured that Christ came into the world for you. He gave his body and shed his blood for you. He died to pay all your debts. Yes, by giving his body and blood with the bread and wine to you today, Jesus declares that you, a sinner, have been reconciled with God, that God is well pleased with you. His favor is upon you. You do not need to search high and low for the Savior, like the shepherds and wise men did long ago. Told you exactly where you may find him. Here, in his word. Here, in his sacrament. Here, in the fullness of his grace. Blessed are all who do so on this most holy day. Come, pardoned and redeemed sinners, set free from the bondage of sin by Jesus Christ, born in the flesh for you in Bethlehem. Receive what he gives you here today in his word and sacrament. Then truly the peace and favor of God will be upon you. The darkness of sin will be overcome by the light of Christ, joyful children of the Heavenly Father. You will be worthy and well prepared for the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ when he comes again in glory on the last day. This is truly the best and the most joyful way to celebrate this happy Christmas day. In Jesus' name, amen. Please stand. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We continue with the offertory number 386 in the hymnal. Please be seated.